Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial. I'm Colin Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, it's our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, the Sofa Cinema Club Extra Terrestrial is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we get together to tell you guys what is available to watch on, Terrestrial TV this week. We had a discussion and we decided that films are now far too easy to watch and there's so many options. So we're going to tell you guys what you can watch on your TV at home this week. That was a tough introduction, wasn't it? That was hard.
It was fine. It was good.
I've renamed our bonus episode Sofa Cinema Club Extra Testicles.
Extra Testicles.
Which I think is a better name. It's the Extra Testicles. I'm Colson Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack's testicle and Ben's testicle. Maybe we can... No, we can't rename it.
So Ben, last week, we got on the plane and went to Morocco, didn't we? To Casablanca.
We did. You must remember this.
Black and white, classic.
Did any of us watch it?
No, I was waiting to January. I was waiting 26th for Jan.
I said January 2022. We like to be current on this podcast. So when you're listening in December, you go, hey, that's on in January. They said. Casablanca. No, I didn't watch it. Did you see it, Colson?
I didn't watch it.
Pie. So actually, we've completely not done what we're saying we're meant to be doing.
No, and the real bad news is, the real kicker for all of you, I know this is going to ruin some of your Monday mornings, but DreamHorse is no longer on at the cinemas.
Are you having a laugh?
Oh my word, what a travesty, and you missed it.
I know. Its run's finished.
I'll tell you what, it didn't finish.
Out the traps. It's a non-runner.
I'm gutted.
It's two showings in the week. You're off. It had four people in. The ushers.
I'm absolutely gutted. I'm going to have to wait now till it comes on terrestrial TV. We pick it in there. This is all about how films are too easy to watch. The cinema release, I can't bloody watch.
Did you book it? Did you try and book it?
I never got chance because it was on at fucking early morning and then witching hour. I just didn't get chance. And now it's finished. Like, they only put it on for a week. I've been desperate. I've checked every cinema in Manchester and it's finished.
Is Quiet Place 2 still on?
Yeah, and Cruella. But no DreamHorse.
I haven't seen Quiet Place 2 yet.
I need to.
There's a few new ones out this week, I have to say. Quiet Place 2 still going.
Yeah.
The Hitman's Bodyguard, which is like the big star-studded cast. That's got Ryan Reynolds in. That's that kind of one. Mm. There's the new Conjuring.
Oh, Conjuring.
Conjuring. Welcome to The Conjuring. I like that one. I like the first one.
The Conjuring?
Yeah. To everyone else, but The Conjuring sounds better.
Jack made me watch that. Them and Insidious, Jack made me watch. So there's a new one of them out, which I don't mind. And obviously, fucking Peter Rabbit 2 still going.
That's shat on the horse.
Oh, yeah.
The rabbit is shat all over that
Peter
horse.
Rabbit 2 came out pre-COVID. It's still going.
It's doing well.
So... what about the films that you can watch on terrestrial TV this week? We've gone through the films we can't watch. What can we watch?
So I've gone for an absolute. It's a Ben's banger, isn't it?
Ben's banger.
It could be a Coulson cracker. Coulson's crackers. I've gone for a classic terrestrial Sunday afternoon watch. Now, Shepherd will be bang on this.
What?
This is my childhood all over. I don't reckon you've seen it, Coulson, but you should.
Okay.
1963.
Old.
It's the way you say it. You literally say it like celluloid's not invented. Old. They've still got... Have they got wheels? Have they got fire?
Are we talking black and white, though, are we there?
No, Coulson, no. No, they'd invented the colour television. Life was in colour. It's 1963. It stars Steve McQueen, The Great Escape.
Ah.
Have you seen it?
I don't know.
You must... No, if you've seen it, you've seen it.
I know the song... And I know he jumps in a motorbike, but I don't think I've properly watched it. I think I might... Do you know what, actually? Because it's on terrestrial TV, I think I've probably been in and out of the room when it's on.
Yeah.
It's one of those sort of films, isn't it? It's like the film you used to get free in the newspaper, innit? It's one of those.
Is it Richard Attenborough, Ben?
Yeah, Dickie Attenborough's in it. James Coburn... It's a banging classic. It's a classic for terrestrial telly as well. Uses up 3 hours of your Sunday afternoon. It's on Sunday the 4th of July, The Great Escape, from 3:10 to 6:35, film four.
Is it that long?
3 hour job.
Yeah.
Film four adverts though, so that you've got you take off half an hour there, don't you?
Yeah.
It is a good film though.
But it's a great film. It's got so many iconic moments in it. I just thought, I was going to pick something else, and then I thought, no, that's your classic.
4th of July as well. What more do you want?
Independence Day. I mean, that must be on. We've got Independence Day must be on terrestrial TV.
I don't know whether it stands up, that film, though, does it?
I really like it. That's a very Coulson film, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheesy, bit of action.
Full cheese.
Happy
full
ending.
Cheese. Yeah. Full Edam. On a Sunday, but Great Escape, catch it. It's this year, it's on this year. I've decided to recommend films that are that showing this year. Got a bit dry doing it next year.
So the other thing that we like to do is we like to keep in touch with you guys at home. We like to have a little bit of audience interaction, hear what you guys are thinking about the films that we're watching, hear what you guys are thinking about the podcast. Now, you might have noticed that Ben's reviews were starting to dry up.
What?
No. I don't think they did fucking notice that until you fucking said it. You might have noticed. They won't have fucking noticed. Because I never said they're drying up. They now fucking know that Ben's reviews is nearly fucking getting taken off air. Because you're fucked off. You've not got your own fucking section. You're about to say, and you may have noticed, Jack's Hidden Gems isn't working.
Well, our head of podcast... Our head of podcast...
producer?
No. He's talking about his mum.
Yeah, I am talking about my mum.
Admin. She's head of admin.
Our head of podcast admin, Jane, who you may know as the postwoman, sent me a link to say, I've just found a website that is the American podcast review site. So I banged it off to Ben and... Welcome back to Ben's Reviews.
Loads of reviews.
Jane has basically made sure that for the next 15 years, I can read out one review every week. I need 52 reviews.
Are you going American accent or not?
No. Actually, some of these are really good because you'll see when we start reading them, they don't know who we are.
Mm.
And so they're reviewing it as a podcast.
Just before we go into this, shall we... comment on your stat that you found out about where people listen to this podcast, Ben.
So, the podcast, after I realised that it's not just in the UK and other people listen, I thought, let me have a little look at how many countries they got listened to last week. So, my two guests here, Jack and Colt.
Yeah.
How many countries do you reckon it's played to?
How many countries are there?
Well, I don't know. Loads.
Hundreds.
Okay.
Hundreds of countries. But how many do you think It only needs one listen in that country. Some would get loads, some get thousands upon thousands, like America and Canada and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But how many countries? When I had a look at the list and I had a little count, how many do you think?
I don't know.
Just a guess. Just a light guess. No competition here. Just a light guess. Don't worry if you get it wrong.
20.
I'm going to go 65.
You're cold there. You're both cold.
Really?
Wow.
I know. It shocked me. Shall I tell you what it is?
Yeah.
150 countries.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's all about films you can watch on terrestrial TV in the UK.
150.
So I was looking at the list and I thought, oh, it's only 10. And then I realised there were 15 pages.
Oh, wow.
Of 10. And each one had a listen.
Wow.
I mean, some had, like, Canada had loads and whatever.
Yeah.
So coming to 150 countries.
I have noticed that we have listeners, like, all over the world. In, like, North Korea, we've got listeners.
Really? North Korea?
Yeah. Countries that you've never heard of, isn't there, Ben?
Yeah, they're all over. Seychelles. Loads of places. I'll look for next week. I'll pick most random place we're listening.
That's
to.
A new segment.
Hello. Can't keep me down. Oh, I fought back. Ben's reviews has gone to a bit of shit. What country listens to us? I'll just keep coming up with a section. No matter how spurious it is, I'll come up with a section.
Ben's section.
This podcasting's easy, isn't it? It's easy.
It's not. The amount of work that goes into this review and set. Right, let me read this one.
Right, go on. Read some bloody reviews, for God's sakes.
What are our American fans saying?
Okay, so this is by Deco Trash. It's an interesting username. NJ calling, New Jersey calling, Action Park Survivor. So I think
wow.
To Action Park. Wow. That's good, isn't yeah. it? Straight off. Remember, Action Park was Jack's hidden gem.
Yep.
5 out of 5. Great. Well, that's the standard. You want 5 out of 5. You don't want to muck around.
Yeah.
This is not a lie. I'm an American Corrie fan who had no idea these guys had a podcast. I'm a film fan, always looking for podcasts to listen to at 3 a.m. This was suggested to me by Apple. I didn't have my glasses, but saw The Exorcist as the review, so I had to have a listen. I kept thinking, these guys sound familiar. I thought they sounded like Spinal Tap boys giving a review. I loved it so much. Next day, showing a friend what I found, and that's when I got to see who the guys were. Brilliant. Many hugs to these boys who are making my New Jersey global pandemic experience so much more lovely. Anytime you want to talk, I have lots to say about New Jersey, Billy Bats, Joe Pesci, Marty and Action Park. Love, Wendy. Big heart emoji.
Wow, Wendy.
How fucking mint.
How mint's that?
Yeah.
We've actually got loads.
We've got to get Wendy on the podcast, the New Jersey fan club.
Do you know what? Why not? Why don't we do a section around the world? Hello. Do you see how I did that? Do you see how I did that?
It's not just what country, it's who is listening in what country.
And then someone has to go to that country and interview them. Hello, I'm here with my section again. Where are you? Outer Hebrides. I'm with our one listener.
At the expense of Sofa Cinema Club. So how did you come across Sofa Cinema Club? I just pressed it by mistake and I didn't mean to listen. Thanks for flying out.
And Ben knocked at my door and said, counts as a listen, whether you like it or not, counts as a listen.
I'm coming in.
You're one of the 150 countries, I'm coming. You're listening to it, you've got to listen to all of them. Right, it's WJ H. Cuthbert, 5 out of 5, love. It's smiley face emoji, heart eyes.
Right, okay.
It's a good emoji choice.
That's good, yeah.
Just found this podcast after seeing it mentioned in a news report on Coulson's weight loss.
Mm.
You're welcome, boys. There Cheers. You go. Told you it'd have perks for us all, didn't I?
Little plug.
I'm immediately hooked. Love the banter, the accents. I'm from Burnley, but I've lived stateside for 27 years. Love our Lancashire accents.
hang on.
Even though none of us have any.
I'm from Dorset. Jack's from Yorkshire. Leeds. You're from fucking Newcastle.
Anyway, we'll let that slide. You know, she's not been in Burnley for 27
that
years.
Is true.
What a mixture of an accent that would be, the Burnley yeah. American.
Burnley.
Very good, Shepherd. That's a new section, isn't it?
Jack's accent of the week.
Jack's accent, no. Accent of the week. Oof. These guys are funny together. I also love hearing things that make me reminisce about growing up and living in the UK. And Benny's brilliant. So I'm not going to read them all.
No.
I won't have any section.
I tell you what, we are just having too much fun on this episode. But as Jack says, it is just a little injection into your week. So
it is.
That's all we've got time for. Remember that we are back on Thursday for our main episode, where it's a film that you guys at home wanted us to watch. It is Shaun of the Dead. I know that Jack and Ben are absolutely buzzing for it.
Silence, absolute silence.
So we will see you back in the studio on Thursday. But until then, all that's left to say is keep in touch with us on our journey at Sofa Cinema Club on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. Enjoy this week's Ben's Banger.
Oof, that came out Oof. Wrong.
Enjoy that came out wrong, all wrong. I don't see why you don't have your own sex. Enjoy Ben's Banger. Good night, God bless.
When's it on? Quickly, Ben. Great Escape.
Great Escape. It's on this year. Film 4, 3:10, 6:35 p.m. Sunday, the 4th of July.
See you on Thursday. Good night, God bless.
Good night, God bless.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.